Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, we're back. It's the worst day of the week on the WIP afternoon show. Because it's a Tuesday, right. Ike has proclaimed it. We are at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club once again. Ike, it's raining, but inside, the sun is shining. Well, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike.
Yep.
We're coming off a good day yesterday.
Oh.
Good, not a great day. Could have been a great day, but it was a good day, though.
Okay.
Very good day. It was a very good day.
Very good.
When we combine the atmosphere leading up to last night.
Yes, sir.
With the NBA lottery draft, the rights to Ricky. It was an awesome evening. We end up with the number three pick. We keep our pick. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Sixers basketball again. It's been a while since I've been excited about that, Brother Spike. So I can't wait to talk to you about that. Lost in all of that excitement last night, Jackie Baseball, is we somehow came back off the road trip and forgot to hit last night. Right?
Yeah.
And we let one get away, but I'm not concerned.
No. You believe, Ike. You believe.
I do believe. And I.
Some are saying Ike may have jinxed the
Phillies. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I said that.
Yep.
Even I said it last night as that one ended up in favor of the Cardinals. But I'm not taking it back. I still believe in the team. We got a buzzed head, Bryce Harper. Can't wait to get into that. Holla at your boy.
He really is trying to take the Eagles playbook of last year and will it into existence with
it
this
Phillies
team. No, it worked. It totally worked. And some people today.
Or it worked for the Eagles.
It didn't work for the Eagles.
Yes.
It won't work for the Phillies. Nothing works for the Phillies. So I'm excited for the groups of people that we were helping out today walk by, and they're going to look at me and Ike and say, there they are. The two best golfers we've ever seen.
I'll take that.
Well, I did hand people Surfsides.
You did.
Yeah,
you
look, come on.
You look cozy.
Yep.
Well, at least you stayed dry.
I did stay dry, mostly stay dry. And look at this, another polo.
Look at him. He looks good today.
It's two polos in 2 weeks.
I will say that is back-to-back.
There we go.
And two shirts that I would have worn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can see myself wearing those, yes.
I feel good about it.
I brought out the Tiger Red today.
I did.
Which is an
interesting
choice.
Power move.
Yeah. He knew he was about to be on some par threes. Trying to help some people.
That is true. That's all I had was par threes today. But, yes, what do we got today, Brother?
Well, we got a big show. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot.
Awesome. We got a lot to discuss.
A lot to talk about with Elliot. 4 o'clock, the great Phil Martelli will join us to talk about the potential players the Sixers could get at number 3. And we do start with last night's lottery. It was a great night, and I am back. I am back. And I know that if you listen to this show, you think that I am optimistic about the Sixers all the time. But that is a lie. I am often incredibly pessimistic about the Sixers. It's only when you force me into a corner do I start saying how things could work out. But to be honest, I was in a very, very bad place before that lottery yesterday. Knowing that even though I want with all of my being for Joel Embiid to have a healthy year, who knows whether it's going to happen. Even though I want with all of my being that we're going to see Paul George have a normal season, who knows. So like inside, I was at war with myself. And yesterday, as they were revealing team after team after team, and we saw the chances that the Sixers would get their pick go up with every revealed team. And then once we got to six, and we didn't see the Sixers, and we made it to the commercial.
Wow.
Which is the goal. Get to the commercial, get in the top three, and that's what happened. And Ike, once again, I have hope. I believe that there is a future. And I don't know yet who I want the Sixers to take at number three. That'll be a fun month for us to have to start going through these players because, you know, we hear their names. We hear Ace Bailey and VJ Edgecombe and Trey Johnson. We hear all these names, but we haven't really watched these guys a lot. So we will have that opportunity. But I believe that the Sixers, a future, no matter what happens with Joel Embiid, no matter what happens with Paul George, at this point, to me, the greatest thing about sports is hope. And winning is amazing, right? But hope, the potential of winning, to me, is what I live for. The hope that there could be a future, the hope that there could be a win. And yesterday, in the lottery, I was given hope again. I am back in. I am all Sixered up. Let's go.
Up with hope, down with dope.
That's what I'm saying.
Was that Jesse Jackson?
I think it was Jesse Jackson. Yeah.
Yep. Is that Dare?
Yeah. It might have been.
It might have been all part of that. No, I feel you, though. I feel you, though. And you used the word hope a lot there.
Yeah. Well,
that was a lot. I don't think that was by accident.
No, because that's what it is.
No,
it's,
I agree.
It's the idea that there could be a future.
Something different, yes.
And the truth. And for, you know, they talk about making lemonade out of lemons or whatever, right? This season was the most lemon-ass season I've ever seen in my entire life, and we got lemonade from it last night, you know?
Aren't you supposed to get lemonade from lemons?
Well, no.
What else would you get from lemons?
Without the sugar, there's no lemonade.
What, just is this lemon water?
Yeah, it's sour.
A little bitter?
Yeah. You've never heard that phrase before?
No, I've heard it. I just
You never thought about it?
I
don't really – yeah, I don't – never mind.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though.
Yeah.
Despite your lemons. Yeah. I'm with you with last night. And quite frankly, it needed to be a top three pick. You know, if it had been five or six, it's like, okay, whatever. Now we're getting the scraps of what's left over that the other teams didn't choose. At least at three. We know Cooper Flagg is the number one overall pick. You know, Harper is there at slated at number two. But Bailey, from I'm seeing from a lot of people, they think you're talking about two players that almost have the same level, ceiling level.
Depending on who you're looking at, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, and then like you mentioned some of the other young guys, the Trey Johnson, the Edgecombe kid from Baylor. Like some of these kids, I don't know a whole lot about them, so I'm cramming for this exam before the draft gets here. But here's what I will tell you. I'm excited about what we could do. That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the possibilities of where the Sixers could be going here in the future. You got a couple of young players in this number three overall pick, Maxey and McCain, young guys, some other young guys that we picked up throughout the late
Justin Edwards,
season.
Justin Edwards, Dembona.
Yeah, all these guys are nice young players that we can continue to build around. I've adopted the thought process of OKC, Cleveland, right? Like, these are teams, Indiana, like, these teams, I'm not telling you I don't want a star player. That's not what I'm telling you. But I'm also not feeling this fatalist covering that if we don't have this star player, we don't have a chance. What I'm seeing right now in the NBA, these quote-unquote star players, most of them are, like, the older guys. The young teams around the NBA are well-rounded, wings, athletic guys that can get their own shot, 3-and-D type of players. Like, that's what I'm seeing around the NBA right now. And if the Sixers can start to add those type of pieces, who knows, in 2 or 3 years, we could be looking at a team that we didn't expect to be right back in the conference finals. Because Boston, despite what happened last night, that tragic situation, and the news hasn't come out officially yet, but that did not look good for Jason Tatum last night. Either way, they were on a short leash anyway, Boston,
salary.
Yes, because of salary, how long their reign could last. And I look at the other teams in the East, we're not that far away. I mean, I look at New York's team, God bless them. That team, I'm not looking at star. I love Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but you're not
but other than that,
other than that, I'm not. So I feel good. Now, we got to get the right guy at three.
Or trade it.
Or, okay.
Like, yeah, the, I mean, there,
okay.
are, there are a lot of.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
That player better be pretty good.
Or trade it for two picks, or trade it for. I think there's a lot of options there.
Trading up?
Trade back.
Oh, you want to trade back?
I'm just saying it's
possible. That'll get people going. Well, all we got is
it's a four-player draft, and we're going to trade back?
Well, I don't think it's a four. I think it's probably a two-player draft.
That's even worse.
Well, no, it's like, and by the way, 215-592-9494.
Just I'm trying to be optimistic with a four-player draft.
Do you have hope, once again, for the yes. Philadelphia 76ers? That is the question. Jack, before we start getting into the options, do you once again have hope?
No. I needed Cooper Flagg. Like, I was all captured the flagged up. You know, yesterday, I didn't even have it in my bingo card that they wouldn't get the number one pick in the draft. And when they went to break, I was like, we got it. Now, you know, maybe the NBA stepped in, which I'm sure we'll break down.
Oh, yeah. This is the most rigged draft of my entire life.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And, like, I'm happy they got the third pick. Obviously, a trade back would be really annoying, but I get it from the standpoint of acquiring assets.
I don't get it.
But, sure. I wanted Cooper Flagg, though. Like, I wanted the guy. I wanted the guy that maybe he's a generational player, maybe he's not, but he's the best player in this draft. And adding him to possibly Embiid or in the move Embiid, I was ready for that kind of fresh start. I think they're adding a high quality role-ish type player here at the third pick. So
all right.
I know we need to ace the pick according to our Eagles insider of the year. But I don't have this renewed sense of here we go, 10-9-8 76ers, get the flag on the car.
I do.
I don't feel that at all. Had they gotten Cooper Flagg, I'd be here shirtless.
The ability – what?
Don't worry about it.
Why would you do that?
They wouldn't allow you here shirtless. I
told them that they're not aware.
I wasn't even allowed to wear a shirt without a collar on.
Yeah, but you have tattoos.
Meanwhile,
That's fair. That's a fair point.
It's not a fair point.
It's not a fair point.
It's actually not a fair point at all.
I'm just making a point.
I think the idea that the third pick in the NBA draft is just some role player because we don't know who it is yet, and mm-hmm. because it's not Cooper Flagg, I think is crazy. The most times,
did just say it was a two man draft.
Yeah, in terms of levels.
Oh, like, when I said I'm an idiot.
No, I'm saying that. I guess what I'm saying is the idea that a team could have three max players on their roster and add a top three pick in the NBA draft is not something
does
normally.
Does not come along very often.
You really don't get that opportunity. Yeah. And the opportunity that the Sixers have now, and I'm not saying they should trade back. This is just part of, like, when I talk about hope, is that, like, there are options now. There are options. If Daryl Morey, think about Howie Roseman. If Howie Roseman didn't see a difference between the third pick and the ninth pick in terms of quality of player, he would probably trade back and get another pick, right? So there's options there. Do they add two players in this draft? Do they trade this pick and a pick for a young player somewhere that isn't quite fitting in somewhere else? Mm-hmm. It's just like there is a future now. And I think 2 days ago, you would have asked people, is there a potential future for the Philadelphia 76ers? And they would tell you no. Mm-hmm. But now, regardless of what happens with Joel Embiid, regardless of what happens with Paul George, you're adding the third pick to Tyrese Maxey, to Jared McCain, to a team that owns all of their own picks except for next year,
yeah.
who owns two picks from the LA Clippers. And I know you're going to hear me, and you're going to say, oh, there's process guy again, building with picks. Well, look at the Thunder. Those are all mm-hmm. picks. Look at the Indiana Pacers. Those are all picks, and then one free agent they signed to go on top of it, or traded for, by mm-hmm. the way, with picks, mm-hmm. Is in Pascal Siakam. Like, a lot of these teams are built this way, yeah. and you need to get rid of the fear of what happened the last 10 years and understand that, like, this is how it happens, and they have a future again. And for me, today, I'm excited, and whether it means Ace Bailey or whether it means Edgecombe or whether it means Trey Johnson or whether it means trading down or whatever it is, it's exciting to me because, you know, Jack, you were talking about yesterday, you wanted something different. Well, we're going to get something different.
Yeah,
here.
It's just not Cooper Flagg, though.
It's not Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
It's not Cooper Flagg. All right, 215-592-9494. We do have...
What if Ace Bailey is better?
Well, our guy, Podcast P, is we'll
get to that.
Is in on Ace Bailey. I'm on the Baylor kids. To break that one down
well,
for you.
We'll get
Edgecombe.
Edgecombe. Yeah. He's a little Anthony Edwardsy, I think.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Well, he's very two-guardy. He's very two-guardy.
Yeah, we're a two-guard show, frankly.
We do have a next question today.
Thank God.
It is Dennis Rodman's birthday. Happy birthday, Dennis Rodman.
The six, worm.
64 years old.
The worm.
So for next question today.
No, I know. I just think about Elliot.
You will call, you'll call up with your sports point, and next question will be, who is out there? Because Dennis Rodman is a guy who is kind of out there. So, Jack, do you have a nomination for next question for who's out there?
Tim Tebow.
Huh? Tim Tebow's not out there.
Nah, back in the day, he was out there all the time.
He's back to his old tricks. We got to get him behind the glass. We need to be back in the studio.
How does Tim Tebow get brought up with Dennis Rodman?
I love Ramblewood Country Club and Surfside. We need to be back in the studio. We got to put Jack back in that room.
Oh, Tim Tebow.
Ike, do you
have... I'm going Kanye.
Kanye is out there.
Yeah, I'm going Kanye.
Kanye is out there.
He might be the craziest...
Yes.
On the planet.
Yeah, he is.
We're not doing the he's a secret genius thing anymore.
No.
I've never bought into that nonsense.
Yeah,
no
I think he went past that point.
Only young people buy that.
Yeah.
Us older people don't buy Kanye's a genius.
Well, by the way, there are a lot of younger people. Elliot Shore Park's not that young, but younger, who are forgetting about the 10 years that they talked about what a genius Kanye was. Like, I don't see your social media, your Kanye t-shirts. What happened? Wait, he was such a genius 10 years ago. Years ago. All right. My out there.
Seems like you're thrilled for his.
Well, my out there person is actually a member of the WIP Air staff. It's John Ritchie. And I love that about him.
Sure.
He is, you talk to John, you get a conversation with John, and he is one of the more out there people I've. Now, not in the same way that Dennis Rodman is, a little more harmless, flightier or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm picking our own John Ritchie. All right.
Okay,
215-592-9494. Do you once again have a hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? And for next question today, based on Dennis Rodman's birthday, give us somebody who's out there. Our leadoff hitter back where he should be, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, we know the NBA rigged. The league been rigged. We got to put this out there. Like, I don't know if y'all saw that stat. Like, he said in 2011, Chris Paul traded – to L.A., and then the next year they get Anthony Davis the first pick.
The
Lakers get the pick, and then Zion the first pick. Now this, like, it's like, come on, man. Like, can y'all cover it up a little bit better? When the man, it's like y'all really like.
Well, they did it with LeBron. LeBron left Cleveland, and the Cavs got the first pick. Now they
blew it. I don't know, man. It's like, that's why to me, I know, Spike, you're a Sixer guy. I wouldn't say you're an NBA guy. You're a Sixer guy. But that's why I don't really ride with the NBA like that. The NFL, the MLB, them the top two leagues. And then the NBA is like a distant third. Elliot, I don't know what he's talking about with this guy, Ace Bailey. He just like his name. Like, I guarantee you today, when he come on here, he going to be like, well, imagine a number three jersey or number five jersey with Ace Bailey on it. You know what I'm saying? It don't even gonna have nothing to do with the player or anything like that. He gonna just talk about his name, like, you know, that's how he operate. But look, I'm gonna put this out there. What if, you know, the Sixers, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, put a little package together, try to go get Giannis. Like, you got Tyrese Maxey, try to, you know, push it or shoot. Throw Jared McCain with the third pick. Jared McCain, third pick, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Joel Embiid. And bring Giannis to the Sixers, man.
Hold on. We giving up McCain, the third pick, and Embiid?
Well, because you have to do it for salary. Giannis is making $60 million.
Exactly. Like,
well, Embiid, that's one thing. Yeah. I'm just saying we're going McCain, the young pick, and the third pick?
The problem with a guy like Giannis is like a current star. Like, Joel Embiid, if healthy, you could do that straight up. But he not healthy. It's not Joel Embiid like 2-3 years ago, Joel Embiid. He looked at it as damn as good, so you're going to have to throw stuff in there to
I would give up the third pick and Embiid.
Yeah, you could do that. But I don't know if that's enough, though.
That's not going to be enough.
I don't know
if that's enough, especially like a team like San Antonio that got the second pick. If they trying to bring Embiid, you know what I'm saying? You got to give them something.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, if the other teams are in on it, you're going to wind up overpaying it.
I mean, I think OKC could be in on him. I think, I think there's a lot. I don't think we're getting Giannis.
But this is what the Sixers got, though. Giannis said he want to stay on the East Coast. So OKC, San Antonio, them West Coast teams. So a team like the Sixers, you know what I'm saying, East Coast team, he want to stay in the Eastern time zone, leg up on them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Dame wanted to go to Miami, and he went to Milwaukee.
Exactly.
So, I'm just saying Giannis can want to stay wherever he wants. He's under contract. So,
right. And they can send him wherever. All right. Who's out there? If Kanye West, I apologize about the slip up. Y'all know I normally don't do
it. It's all good.
It's all good.
You know, if Kanye West is one, I got 1B, Antonio Brown.
He is out there. Antonio Brown is out there.
That's a big answer.
That's a big answer right there.
That's a big answer. Yeah, and he's leaned into being out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's his whole, his whole being is out there. It's almost like I forgot that he was a football player at one point. Yeah.
Because he was a great football player.
One of the best I've ever seen.
Man. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? Brett in Warrington, you're on WIP. What's up, Brett?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Hey, Brett.
What up, Brett?
Hey, I guess a couple of things. I have absolutely no hope for the Sixers and their future, and I'd like to get your guys' feedback on this. One, I don't think they hired a new general manager. And two, you guys are talking about the way teams are being constructed now in the NBA, how there's not a superstar on some of these teams that are having a little bit of success. We're still in the second round of the NBA playoffs, and I would ask you to kind of go back throughout the history of the league and to look at who wins championships and to look at the rosters, and I think you're going to find that there are at least one or two stars that are on each of those teams.
Of course. Yes.
So to look at what's going on right now in the extreme short term in the second round of 1 year and to say that this is a trend and this is a way to be successful, I don't agree with that at all.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think are the best teams in the league right now?
The best teams in the league right
now? Yeah, the best teams in the league. Not who's still playing. Who do you think is the best teams in the league? Because I want to go through their roster. They may have a star player on their team. I'm just saying this isn't a league where you need two or three stars to go out and try to win. You don't have to have that.
Well, you're talking about – I would define that as the teams that are currently left in the playoffs. And so if I'm going to look at that premise, then I'm looking at there's a couple of teams. But, again, let's look at history. And history says you need to have a stud or two and surround themselves with complementary parts.
Yeah.
And again, just to get back to my original point, I have no hope because unless Howie Roseman's making the pick, for the I have no hope in Daryl right. Morey to make the right pick.
Well, okay, let me ask you. Yeah, Jeremy Cain and Tyrese Maxey, pretty good picks, right? Pretty good pick.
Maxey's a good. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Cain was the.
He's talking about two guys who weren't even drafted in the top 10. They're very good players for, especially for where they got drafted at.
Well, Maxey's a top 20-ish player in the NBA currently, and Jeremy Cain was the leader for Rookie of the Year before he got hurt. Okay, Adem Bona, what we saw of him last year, also very good.
Yeah.
Like Daryl Morey has not been a bad drafter at all in his career. If that's your problem, there are a lot of issues you can have with Daryl Morey, but the fact that he doesn't draft well, he actually just doesn't draft very much. He trades picks a lot, but as far as like his draft record, it's pretty good. I mean, you're talking about the guy who believed in Kyle Lowry before a lot of other players believed in Kyle Lowry. You're talking about the guy who believed in Shane Battier's value to a basketball team before anybody else did. Like, he's the guy who went and got James Harden.
Yeah.
And you can think whatever you want about James Harden, but James Harden was the best player on a 60-plus win team over and over and over again. And it was Daryl Morey who identified him, who was a six-man, by the way. It was Daryl Morey who went and got him. So I don't think Daryl Morey is perfect. But for you to say, I don't think this team can succeed, they don't have a bumbling idiot as the general manager.
Well, I those are good points. I mean, I guess ultimately, I grew up watching the Sixers in the 80s, and they've just been so bad now for so long and so disappointing that I'm going to need to see some evidence before I have any kind of hope whatsoever.
That's fine, but I appreciate the call, Brett. They haven't been so bad for so long. I'm sorry. They've won 50 games three of the last six years.
We understand they haven't gotten by the second round.
They haven't got past the second round.
Yeah, we know that.
But it's not like the decade before it.
Right.
You know, the decade before it was a perennial 500 team.
Waste of time.
Yeah. That's not what this team is. This team is underachieved.
Yeah.
100%. But I wouldn't say that they've been so bad for so long.
And I look at the teams, the young teams in this league right now, and I'm not saying they don't have a star player when you think about stars compared to where they are today. But when I'm thinking about Michael or Kobe or LeBron or Larry or Magic, these players aren't that level of player. I look at Indiana. I look at New York. I like Jalen Brunson. He's a 33rd overall pick. He was a second-round draft pick. Well, the guy wasn't drafted in the top three. Carl Anthony Towns. What was he? The number one overall pick?
Mm-hmm. Number two? Was he two? Was he one?
I think it was
one.
Nobody views Carl Anthony Towns as a star player.
No, they think of him as top 25 player.
Top 30. And even that is, I don't even like his game. So some of these guys are just ranked high because this is where the league is at now. But when I'm comparing them to actual star players that I grew up watching and watching guys dominate, these guys aren't that level of player.
Well, I think I'd also say that the thing that might be dying is the big three thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That had a moment.
Remember when we used to think you have to have a stacked roster?
You need to get this max player, that max player.
Like, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, that when you look at OKC, they have one star player.
One player.
A bunch of great players, but one star player.
But check this out. A bunch of great players, none of us outside of guys that actually
NBA
pay attention
nerds.
Would even know who's on their team.
Right, yes.
You wouldn't even know the players that are on OKC's team.
Yeah, it's not the... I think we are past the Heatles era.
Right.
Because so many of them have failed. By the way, ours, we're looking at it right now, the Suns, it failed.
Right.
You know, like, they've tried doing that.
Yes.
And it's very, very hard to do, especially with the cap situation the way it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? We are at...
Damn, Pacers is about to be in the conference finals
two
years in a row. The Pacers, they got a guy on the team who was voted, by the way, by other NBA players as the most overrated player in the league.
Well, they got TJ.
And they got TJ.
I'm just saying. Halliburton.
Dinah?
I mean, your dad loves Halliburton more than anybody.
Yeah, he was first on him, actually.
Well, he does
knew about
the Simmons thing.
Of course, by himself. Do we need Jolly on here to educate you on Daryl Morey, by the way?
No, we don't need it. We can do that this week if you want. Or maybe next week.
Yeah, we didn't get Jolly's thoughts on Daryl Morey.
Coming up next, Jack came up with a potential trade idea for number three. So,
yep.
It's an interesting idea. We will
capture the flag.
We will talk about Don't give it away.
Well, it's they don't know what trade is yet.
All right. Okay. We will talk about – well, okay.
Easy. Well, I got it.
It's called a tease?
Let Total me pro. Do the tease.
Total pro.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's fight the tease.
We're at Ramblewood Country Club for the amazing Surfside Invitational. Rain or shine, baby. Nothing stops the Surfside Invitational. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Ramblewood Country Club for the Surfside Invitational. So the Twitter question is based...
Tribe. Okay, Justin.
Yeah. Did Justin pick that?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah. Or did it just happen?
It's not in my returns. Yeah.
I picked it.
All right.
He did.
All right.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest.
Come on, man. I don't have Tribe Called Quest in my bag.
No, you don't.
No.
Occasionally you go into Seltzer's bag and get something like that, but not
yeah,
in your bag.
No.
So the Twitter question is based on a Jack Fritz potential trade that
Thank
he brought up to me before the show.
Is he trading Jalen? What are we doing?
No.
First pick?
It's Sixers. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, first I'm going to ask what you think the response is, and then I'm going to ask what your opinion is.
Okay.
The trade is... And this would have to, I'm acknowledging, this would take some salary on the Mavericks' end to make this happen because of what Tyrese Maxey is making.
Okay.
But essentially, would you trade Tyrese Maxey and the third pick to the Dallas Mavericks for the first pick in the draft? So Maxey and the 3-for-1. You'd have to get Klay Thompson back. You have to get a bunch of players to equal Maxey's $40 million.
Klay back?
Well, you're getting something.
Cooked Klay?
Yeah.
Cooked Klay?
Yeah.
Maxey and the 3
for number 1.
Flag. Yeah, I think I'd do it.
You would?
Yeah, I think I'd do it. Here's the only reason why I would do it. You know I like Maxey. I really do. But McCain could replace what Maxey is. Essentially.
Essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
Different player.
Yeah.
I think Maxey does some things better than McCain, but mm-hmm. McCain also does some things better than Maxey that if you're looking at
different
a
different type
guard,
of player, but yeah, somebody that we could certainly have in that spot.
Yep.
Actually, I think McCain may be a better lead guard than Maxey.
As a lead guard?
Maxey is really more of a scoring guard than he is a guy that sets up anybody else. Yeah, I think I'd do it. Now, I have to be convinced. Well, I am convinced because I haven't watched Ace Bailey play. So, because you have to, if Bailey is a better player than Cooper Flagg, then we just gave up two good players
mm-hmm.
to get a lesser player.
Can I tell you?
Yes. Ace Bailey is not better than Cooper Flagg.
No matter what
Elliot says.
Elliot.
He's telling me we got to ace the pick.
He said it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's not Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, one of the five best scorers of all time. You don't need to watch a lot of Ace Bailey tape to understand that he's not Kevin Durant. Yeah. He might be Rudy Gay.
Okay. Okay.
Might be a little more similar, but he's not.
Okay.
Not every tall, skinny guy is Kevin Durant. So, what do you think the response on the Twitter question is?
I think people would do it.
You want to give me a number?
I'll give you. I don't think it's overwhelming. So let's go with 62%.
51.5%
say no. Wow,
yes.
Really?
Jack,
so they feel like it's too much?
Yeah.
I think people still love Maxey.
They love Maxey.
I think they believe in Maxey. I think they'll say he's an unproven draft pick.
But that means they don't believe in Cooper Flagg.
I think
because if you thought
that.
Cooper Flagg was that guy.
Generational, yes.
Yeah, you would be willing to go in and move off Maxey.
Yes.
Would I do it? I would do it. I don't know what you're doing with a 6-foot score first guard making $40 million on your roster. And if you're building for the future,
well, the Knicks look pretty good.
What's that? Yeah, but if you're building for your future, I would do that. I would do that. I believe a lot in Jared McCain based on what we saw last year. I think he's a great passer. He's got a great feel for the game, it seems like. It seems like he's sort of a natural, a natural lead guard, and Maxey's not. And I just think, and again, this is not from – I'm not a scout, but everything that you read is that the the difference between 1 and 2/3 is a very, very big difference in terms of what kind of prospect Cooper Flagg is compared to, you know, he was the player of the year as a freshman at Duke. Like, he is a high, high, high level prospect, and yes. I would do it.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking again.
Uh-oh.
There it is. Never think.
I think it's a lot.
It's a lot to give up.
It is a lot. Would you rather?
I don't know if I would. That's a lot to give up.
Would you rather trade? Like, obviously, salaries have to work out. Totally get it.
I'm rethinking. I'm out.
You back out, of course.
I'm out.
Would you rather trade for Giannis or the number one overall pick?
Number one.
Giannis.
Well, if you're trading for Giannis, yeah. I don't. Giannis and Embiid, like, there's too many.
I trade Embiid for Giannis.
Well, they don't want Embiid.
Well.
That's fine. Well, guess what? They're going to take him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the...
Right. They're going to take him.
The reason that I am not doing the Giannis thing is that I just think, first of all, I don't know what you're doing with Embiid. Like, I don't know how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I can... You have a window with Giannis, too. And all of a sudden, you start getting that pressure of... What is the team that is – like, I don't know how we're getting
Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to win or do we want to just watch them build?
Well, no. What I'm saying is if you're trading Tyrese Maxey and three, let's say, mm-hmm. for Giannis,
yeah.
Well, what the hell is Giannis winning with? He's got – you have –
Well, you got Jared McCain. You got Paul George.
Paul George, who we nobody wants. And,
sure.
And Joel Embiid, who we don't – like, I just think wherever Giannis is going to go, if you're going to get a Giannis that is engaged and excited, it's got to be a situation where he is ready to win.
Oh yeah,
at that
for
moment.
Sure.
And it's just like I don't know. It's just
if I were Dallas, I would think about doing it.
Number one overall for Giannis.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they would think about
it. I would do it.
Now you get a weird thing. Yeah, you get all of a sudden you have him, Anthony Davis,
Giannis, AD.
Maybe
Kyrie.
Yeah.
But
then you're doing that big three thing again, and you don't have any money for the rest of the roster.
True.
You know, if I'm Dallas, I take Cooper Flagg, and I say, thank you, NBA, and I trade Anthony Davis, and I start talking about the new era of Mavericks basketball is what I would do if I was the Maverick. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you once again have hope for the Philadelphia 76ers? Now, I have some hope for your house. Because those windows, they have no hope. You should have replaced them 3 years ago. Same with the front door. I had that same problem. My windows and front door are so old that you could hear my dog barking 3 blocks away. And that is not good.
Call for anyone's bike.
Not
anyone.
Good. Yes. Yeah. It's not good for me. It's not good for the neighbors. I called Gaida. You got to call Gaida too. And it's not just your dog barking. When you put new windows, high efficiency windows that Gaida is going to get you, and a high efficiency insulated front door, you're doing a lot for your house. Your energy bills are going down during the summer. They're going down during the winter. The value of your house is going up. And your comfort at night as you sleep, as it's hot outside, but your bedroom is not hot, that goes up as well. And they're going to make it even more comfortable for you because they're going to give you 20% off everything. God is going to give you 20% off every expertly installed window, every door. They're going to let you start your project with not one penny down, and you can get interest-free financing for up to 3 years. That is 36 months of no interest and your energy bills being lower. Just call them. There are restrictions right now, and the offer is good for a limited time. So call 877-GO-GUIDA. You get your free no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494, Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing on this cloudy, rainy day?
What's up, Bruce?
Great day at Ramblewood.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, Bruce.
Hey, I am too. You know, I tell you, this whole thing about how they do the draft picks, I tell you, doing this whole dark thing, dark curtain behind it, I thought it was really strange, but I'm happy that that Philly got number three. I don't know how the hell Dallas got number one, but whatever. It is what it is.
Well, they cheated. I mean, like, yeah. The Dallas didn't cheat, but the league, like, they just do it, man. It started with the frozen envelope in 1985 for Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks. And, like, you just can't tell me that every time an organization loses a generational player.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Then all of a sudden they replace them with an opportunity to get another one.
Like, whoops.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like the little, what's the dude, the little troll on the cereal box, Lucky Charms, magically delicious, you know, it just pops up out of nowhere and all of a
yep.
sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you need luck, you get it. I wish I had the luck of, and by the way, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Mavericks, talking about a guy who stepped in it and then all of a sudden gets saved. That guy, the most hated guy in Dallas, all of a sudden gets saved with the number one pick.
Yep, because they were going to lose money. It's all about money. You know, that's the way it is, but anyway.
Well, and they encouraged him to send Luka to the Lakers for
right.
money, for
yep.
ratings. Yes.
Yeah, if you want to start talking about Illuminati NBA.
Yes. Yep. Well, they stepped in with frickin' Hinkie and said, we'll give you the first pick if you fire him.
Yep.
No, it just looks strange, but, you know, hey, whatever, you know. That's the reason why I said they would shut all this up if they did the lottery from behind the freaking curtain. No, let's see what you guys are doing.
Do it in broad daylight, cowards.
Yeah, let us see.
Yeah, let men be men.
But anyway, but you know, getting back to this question.
Yeah,
and,
do you have any hope?
And I definitely got an answer for you on the weird people. But hell no. I mean, as long as Moore is here, I mean, but to your point, Fight. You are right. His draft picks for the last couple of times have not been a problem. But here's my issue with Maury. The other things that he's going to have to do as far as how are you going to manipulate and move around and deal with this Paul and Embiid question. I think that it's going to be a perfect disaster come next season. That you're going to still try to push Embiid and Paul on us. They're both broke ding-a-ling players. And the season is going to go down the drain, and it's going to be more of the same.
Bruce, let me ask you this.
What just happened?
Would you like – yeah, I heard broke thing. Bruce, how about if I could offer you a general manager who had a great center, and that center, mm-hmm. because of injuries, wasn't right. able to play anymore, and that general manager turned over the entire roster and created a winner again. Would you like that kind of general manager? Would you like that kind of general manager?
I know he's. I would. But
okay. Well, that's what Daryl Morey did in Houston.
No. I got that, and you're absolutely right. I do know his history. I think with just the player, his strategy with the Sixers has just been a disaster. And he has to show me something. Okay, what are you going to do about Embiid
and Paul before I can have some kind of faith. Because he's trying, but when he's made mistakes, he hasn't been good at cleaning up his mistakes. And that's what the I think that's what the frustration with us as a fan base, because I'm a hardcore Sixers fan since 1978, okay? And I love the Sixers, but it's just hard to watch. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And as far as this pick is concerned, I don't believe, you know, some things, the Rutgers guys being number one and two, you couldn't even make it to the tournament. Look, the Sixers need to turn around and consider maybe trading down. I think there's other players that are better than the designated players at 2 and 3.
Yeah, I don't think the 2 and 3 is designated. I don't think Ace Bailey is for sure 3, and I think it's possible
right.
Dylan Harbor isn't even 2. Hey, give us for next question. Hey, give us somebody who's out there, Bruce.
Man, I got an outstanding one for you. Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace is a guy.
He's calmed down, though.
He has calmed down. Hey!
Well, right on the YouTube.
Let everyone see our beautiful faces on YouTube, Hugh.
Yes.
Okay. I need you guys.
There it is.
Trust Tree.
Oh.
You see the collar? Come
on,
Hugh.
It's a good looking shirt.
Yeah, you see Spike?
Yeah, come on.
I'm about to take this shirt off.
Yeah. So, Trust Tree here.
Okay.
What you got?
Am I being crazy about Maury? I think the public sentiment, I understand the frustration,
mm-hmm.
but I think the public sentiment, especially given the situation that he inherited, I think the public sentiment about him has swung too far the other way, too far negative. That like he's incapable and he's
not
moron,
he's
never
not
created
idiot.
A winner.
Yeah,
and like
he's not an idiot.
Yeah.
Honestly, what is it? Is the Paul George move that probably has everybody sour on him?
Well, I think that's it.
And giving Embiid the extension.
Giving Embiid the extension.
But that's not just him.
That's
yeah. That's yeah. not. That's ownership.
It's all of them. It's yeah. And what he said was the correct thing. When we asked him about it on the podcast, I said, what would you say to people that said, you know, you shouldn't have given him that extension? And he's like, I had to make the decision. Am I in the Joel Embiid business or not? And if you're in the Joel Embiid business, when there's the opportunity to give that guy an extension, you got to give him the extension. Because if you want to be in that business, you want him recruiting. So you want him recruiting Paul George. And even Yabusele said last night that Joel Embiid's been on him for 3 years, that he wanted Joel. And the reason that he decided on the Sixers. Now, I know he was a minimum player,
mm-hmm.
but that is the decision. Now, you could fairly say, I don't want to be in the Embiid business. And in that case, you would have had to trade him last summer, and that's it. But I don't think there's a real world in which you just let him play out the contract. Because in that case, it gets infinitely harder to build a winner around him because he's not on your side to help build that winner around him.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Obviously, the right answer would have been find a taker to trade him and trade him. But he didn't, and I understand why he didn't.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. But when you see all these other guys getting moved and star players, like, do we have to wait for Embiid to get tired of us to say he wants to be traded?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, that's not going to happen now. I'm just saying, when you see these other stars, I mean, I'm seeing other stars get traded around the league. Kevin Durant's been traded several times. They're talking about trading Giannis now because he wants out of Milwaukee. Luka Doncic just got traded to the Lakers, your AD. So, star players are getting moved.
Yeah, now Kevin Durant wanted to get traded.
Sure.
Giannis, in this case, would want to get traded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luka is the only one that I can remember of a team giving up on a top, you know, five player who didn't ask to get traded. I think what a general manager would tell you is you play out the string as long as you can play out the string with that player and try to make it work until you're not given a choice anymore.
I agree with that with a healthy player. When a player is constantly injured, I don't believe he should hold all the cards.
I can understand that.
Either you're a general manager that believes that you have the ability to build a team, because to me it's operating out of fear. Like, that's why they gave Embiid the extension.
Yeah.
But
I think that's
hard to do.
That's why Dame Lillard has the extension he has. And, mm-hmm. and you could, I think to a certain extent, this is the thing about the NBA, is that it is so dependent on your best player that teams do operate from a position of fear because they don't know how they can get one of those players again. And again, going
now,
back
you,
to
if you're worth it, meaning that you got to be there to deliver.
Sure.
Then, yeah. Then I will understand. I'm just saying with Embiid's situation, I think he was a little bit compromised, and I don't know if he had as much leverage as the organization gave him. In other words, the fan base isn't about to riot if you traded Embiid. That's the first thing you worry about as a franchise. What's your fan base going to do?
No,
how they're going to react.
I think his response would be, okay, I'm trading him. I'm probably not getting much last summer. Let's say I get a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. How am I creating a winner for you? Like, where am I getting a player as good as that? And you'll say, well, he's never healthy. And he'll say, I will take the bet. I will take the small bet that he'll be healthy at some point
versus
that I'll ever find a player as good as him again. I get it. I understand. I just think overall, I understand the criticism of it. Mm-hmm. I think overall, the tie that has turned publicly on Morey is a little out of whack with how good he is at his job.
Right.
I think he's good at his job. I think he's made mistakes, but I think he's questioned a lot for things that I don't – like, we just heard somebody question his draft picks. His draft picks since he's been here have been great.
He's gotten a little unlucky, too. I mean, like, the guy did fall on Embiid's knee.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So if you want to talk about the extension, I get it, you know. And,
and listen, we gave him credit for not – see, that's what I mean. We gave him credit for not giving James Harden the extension.
Right.
That took some balls to do.
It did.
And that was his guy.
And waiting that out and getting the two first-round picks in that situation, too.
So that's why I'm not sour on Daryl Morey. But I think when fans think about him, they think about those last two transactions, the Paul George and the Embiid extension.
Sure.
That's the only thing you really can be critical of him over.
Right now. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. The Sixers have the number 3 pick in the draft. Do you have hope once again? I do. I'm on cloud 9.
I'm with you. I do have hope. I'm with you.
We were on stage last night at a lottery party, and every time the pick got a little bit higher – I felt like we won a championship last night.
Hope's better than winning.
It for me it is. Hope is better than winning. That venue last night was like the team was winning the championship.
It brought back memories, man.
Yeah, I said I said to you, if we get to the commercial, you watch the roof go off that place.
And it was the height of the night.
It was incredible.
It was the best.
It was incredible.
It was the best. Trying to make sure I didn't fall off the stage.
Coming up next.
Jumping around.
Yes,
so much.
I know. I was watching some of the videos. I was like, I could have taken a bad fall there.
Looked like 2004 all over again.
Yes.
There were ping pong balls all over the stage.
Oh, yeah, the ping pong balls.
Yeah, I don't need you slipping on a ping pong ball.
I did fire one at that kid.
Really?
Yeah, he threw one up there.
The sacrifice, the human sacrifice. All right, coming up next, a guy everybody else would like to sacrifice. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for Tuesdays with Elliot. That is coming up next. We're at Ramblewood Country Club. It is the Surfside Invitational, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.